Every day is a busy day for shopping on Stockton Street in San Francisco's Chinatown. Principal Inspector Larry Pung with the San Francisco Health Department has just managed to find a parking spot for his white government car.
Well, we're huffing and puffing up this little hill on Jackson Street going towards Stockton, and we'll be entering one or two Chinese markets to see if we can spot any of the confectionaries or baby formulas that may contain milk powder from China.
White rabbit candies have been found on the shelves in California despite the recall. So Pung says he does spot checks now and then to make sure stores are complying. We stop by Wing Sun Market. The name means forever new. So here's a box of cream wafers, cookies, which I'm pretty sure these do contain dairy products. So let's take a look at what it says.
Ingredients: wheat flour, sugar, hydrogenated vegetable oil shortening, palm oil, whole milk powder, cornstarch, and let's see, I'm sure it's made in Hong Kong.
Yeah. So that means it's safe?
Because
the snack shelf is stacked with wafers, cookies, and crackers from countries including Taiwan, Japan, and Singapore. Many of them contain milk powder, but Pung says as long as they're not from China, they're safe to eat.
Tell you what, let's look at the refrigerated case. Usually Mr. Brown's beverages are in the refrigerated cases, but not always. Mr. Brown's beverages are imported by a company in Southern California, and they know that the product is made with imported Chinese milk powder, and they want to act precautionarily, and so there is a voluntary recall on the company's part, which is very admirable.
What do you see in this refrigerated beverage case here?
Green tea, beer. let's see.
Oh, look, here's some Mr. Fruit Brown's juices. Iced coffee, though. Let's take a look at that.
How about that?
So this is an iced coffee drink made by Mr. Brown, which is the company that's done a voluntary recall of products containing milk. And it actually has milk powder listed as one of the ingredients.
Yeah.
Is this a problem?
This is not the one, though.
The Mr. Brown's products that have been recalled are instant coffees and milk tea, not pre-made iced coffees like this one. So, officially, it's safe. Would you drink this iced coffee right now?
My kids drink it.
And you wouldn't have a problem with that?
Not with this one, no.
But some patrons of Asian markets have stopped buying Chinese products altogether. Part of the reason, according to Pung, is that the tainted milk has received near constant attention in the Chinese-American press.
And so people keep reading this every day. It's, oh my God, you know, this is bad.
We take off. Our next stop is another neighborhood with a large Chinese population in San Francisco's southern Portola district. We pass under the green awning of San Bruno Supermarket. A quick look around the shelves here reveals no recalled products. Owner Joanna Lean says she took them all off the shelf as soon as she heard about the recalls. She even called her niece and told her to throw away all her white rabbit candy.
See, the one loved the rabbit candy.
But Lean says her customers are still worried, and some of them doubted that she really sent the products back to the distributor at her own expense.
But, you know, I said, even though we lost money, we have to, you know, take care of the health for the customer, too. If no customer, how can we do the business? Right?
You know, that's a story that we have been getting all along with all these retailers. We haven't been able to find anything. And as you can tell, with our spot checks, we haven't found anything.
Inspector Pung says it won't be too long before the recalled products are cleaned up and back on the shelves and people start buying them again. But even though this food safety crisis will soon become a thing of the past, he says it almost certainly won't be the last one we face. In San Francisco, I'm Zoe Corneli for Cross Currents.